Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
It's the Ace and TJ show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited,
and almost uninterrupted.
Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
I wasn't ready. I was looking at baseball highlights.
Oh, I thought.
I didn't know what was going on. Paul Skeens made the All-Stars. I'm going to have to take that week off.
That was so nice. When is the All-Star game?
I don't know. I would ban non-American flags at it, though. I know that. Home run derbies and everything.
You said you ban non-American flags?
Yeah.
Is that a big deal?
Used to be. I don't know. I haven't seen it since that.
When is July 6th? Oh, next Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
A week from tomorrow, I guess.
He's a rookie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
He's made 10 starts. He's 5-0. And in the other five games, I think, they were at least tied.
Yeah, when he left the game. Yeah.
They were tied or ahead in every game when he left the game. He easily should be. Two of those games, I know they blew. He had the lead when he left, and so they end up losing the game. So that he should be at least 7 or 8-0, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And always pitched at least 6 innings.
And was it 78 strikeouts?
Mm-hmm.
Dang,
he's the first rookie to ever hit 70 strikeouts in his first 9 starts. So he's doing pretty well.
He's doing okay.
And then that little Livy Dunn, that's his girlfriend, they was all in the paper, on the news sites and all, that she left a vacation in the Hamptons with her girls to join him and support him as he pitched against the Mets the other night. Well, of course. What's the big deal about that?
Yeah.
She's very attractive.
And the Hamptons, not that far from New York.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was a tiny little thing, that Ivy Dunn.
I thought she is, too.
Says she's 5'8".
Oh. She's 5'6", according to Google.
5'6"?
Mm-hmm.
Still, that's a lot taller than I thought she was. And the fact that Rob didn't have to Google that's
pretty quick.
But then just said according to Google means that he's Googled it in the past.
Yeah.
How tall?
According to all the screenshots in my phone, she's 5'6".
Born October
1, 2002.
I was a dadgum junior in high school.
Yeah, she's 2 years younger than my daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, my daughter though had to experience some real world stuff over the weekend, Ace, because she had to work on the 5th.
Yep.
You know,
party on the 4th. Got to tone it down at night. So you can be up on the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but she's not a big partier though, so it's not like she was out partying.
No. But still, just having to work. Get up and go to work on a day when normally she's never had to do that. She's working in a grown up job now. And let's see, she's not going to get, but just, you know, your regular Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day off. And she's got to work up till New Year's Day, and that's it.
Back to life, man.
Maybe even has to work New Year's Day. I'm not sure.
We were talking about that the other day in radio, the way it used to be, it's all computerized now. It's so much different, but
and you can hardly tell.
Yeah, but on Christmas, when I was doing nights, I did 7 to midnight, and at Christmas Eve, they turned it on this computer satellite thing at 7 o'clock, and it ran until 7 o'clock the next night. So I always got Christmas Eve off, but Christmas night I had to go back into work to take the radio stations, plural, off of the satellite and go back on live. So for a couple of years there, I worked every Christmas night, which was no big deal. By then it was cool. We were, festivities were pretty much over for the day. It was not a thing. I was ready to get in there and go to work. It was fun.
You just had to do your drinking on Christmas Eve instead.
Yeah. And not that I do a lot of drinking on Christmas.
Okay.
Not sorry. Like now.
Not like now. Oh, yeah. Now I drink a lot more on Christmas than I used to.
So we're going to Louisiana next week. That's our vacation. We're going to Louisiana to visit Jody's family. Last year we went and visited my family in Louisiana and Arkansas. And her dad texted me yesterday, "What kind of beer are you drinking now?" Have I ever switched? I mean, so he doesn't drink beer anymore. He doesn't drink anything anymore. So he's no fun.
Well, oh my gosh. Didn't beer give him the flu that one time?
No, that was the first time he ever tasted Fireball.
Okay. Fireball gave him the flu.
With my friends. Yeah. Fireball gave him the flu. Mm-hmm. But he had some medical issues recently, and so he just quit drinking altogether.
Well, good.
And so I didn't know that he would even go buy beer, you know, ahead of time before I arrive. But evidently, he is.
Man, he's planning way out, though, if he's already hitting you up this weekend, just 10 days early or whatever it is.
Well, I mean, it's Jody's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You should tell him you started drinking that stuff Rob had the other day. That was the Mountain Dew spiked hard. Crazy zero sugar.
What state is it in?
Crazy juice.
Louisiana.
Oh, never mind. If it was, I was trying to figure out if it was somewhere that had hard Mountain Dew, if TJ could get it for me.
Hard Mountain Dew.
Well, they don't have hard Mountain Dew in Louisiana?
No, I don't think so.
I figure they would have every type of alcohol there is in Louisiana.
And Mountain Dew. I'm surprised
they don't have that.
Yeah, because they don't have Sun Drop and any other type of citrus beverage, really, except maybe a Mellow Yellow here or there.
Mellow Yellow's good.
But, they don't have Sun Drop in Louisiana, I don't think. They didn't when I lived there. It's just a Southeast thing.
Sun Drop's good. Yeah, that is surprising.
Yeah, surely they have it.
I would imagine. Your mother-in-law doesn't drink?
No, not at all. She used to drink the occasional frozen pina colada, but it would just be one if I made them on vacation or something. Yeah. To even imagine my mother-in-law losing a smidgen of control of herself in any way, of any emotion or anything, is just, I mean, it's just like another world to imagine that.
That's an admirable quality.
Yeah.
I admire that in people.
She's wonderful. But she's always even keel, even when bad stuff's going on or whatever. She's just always in control. My father-in-law's the same way. He and Jody, they're the same way, you know. But it's going to be heat index. Usually, will at this time of year, every day will be over 100.
Right. My sister's been keeping me posted, but she counts the heat index as a temperature. 108 today. So I start looking them up, like, it's 98, but the heat index is 108. You know, it's hot. I guess.
Yeah, it was 127 or something in Palm Springs over the weekend. It's like, this is crazy. 127 degrees.
So Saturday afternoon, you know, because this is the age that I married into, we had a kid's birthday party to attend. Great couple. And they had it was kind of an indoor-outdoor thing. But when we got there, you walk around to the back, and they had, for the bigger kids, they had a big inflatable slide deal, and they had a little play area for the smaller kids and all that. And it was kind of a Hawaiian theme, so you wore like a Hawaiian shirt kind of deal. It's fine, whatever. It was really well set up. Lot of fun. The couple's super cool. I love them very much. They're great. But standing around, I thought, man, have I sweat through the back of this shirt? I've been there about 15 minutes. I think I have. And I started glancing around. I was like, if I have, I'm in good company because I'm not the only person standing around.
Yeah, it was so hot Saturday.
It was really hot.
But I think that should be in the contract.
What?
That's one of the things that should be in the contract. Okay, I'm going to marry you. I want to marry you, and you're so much younger. But in this deal, I don't ever have to go to a kid's birthday party that's not my own kid. Oh, it's only my kid. I'm just saying for me, that would have to be in the contract. And I would say, you know, only this many pictures of our food at a restaurant before I could start eating.
Yeah.
You know, every third time you can take a picture of whatever it is with the menu and that sort of thing. I may sit down and just actually compile an entire list. If I married a young woman.
These would be your rules?
These would be my rules.
A couple of quotas.
Because I know there are just hordes of young women out there wanting to marry up with me.
They need to know the rules.
Yeah, I got
to
set the ground rules for them.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.